The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Munchkin Land is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. For literally pennies a day, you can support what we do, creating new content for you, and in return, you get some bonus content, too. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast where we build our characters up so we can stab our friends in the back. It's Munchkin Land.
Or at least we would if we were playing Munchkin.
If we would, but
yeah,
see,
this time we're playing a cooperative game.
It's
us against the villains.
So
we have
this
to build
week,
up our characters up to punch them in the face for justice.
For justice. So this week we are playing Sentinels of the Multiverse, and this was donated to us by Old School Gamer. So thank you for that. He did send this to us in January, and by the time you're listening to this, who knows when it is. But
probably
thank
January
you for that.
Again.
So here's the thing. I'm kind of excited because we've played cooperative games before, which I really got a kick out of. But again, the closest comparison I have is the legendary game that we played with the Marvel characters. And from the gameplay that I've seen of Sentinels of the Multiverse, kind of similar, but not.
Not really. Legendary is a deck-building game.
Yeah, this one's not a deck-building game.
This one's just a card game. Each player has their own deck, and that's what you get to play with the entire game.
Right.
Then there's also a villain deck and an environment deck, saying who we're fighting and where the action is taking place.
Okay. And who's played this game before?
Everybody but you.
Yep. Everybody but me. Okay. All right. So what's I mean, because you guys all seem pretty giddy whenever this showed up. Is this a really, really fun game? Why do you like this, Rodrigo?
Yeah, I was super giddy about it.
You can tell. I can hear it.
Yeah, I like it because it's, I don't know, like the interactions between the decks can be interesting. It's a game that you can sit down and let your deck do your thing, but a lot of the characters have interactions with other people. And that kind of,
for like a team.
Yeah, basically, there's certain decks whose job it is to either power up or accelerate other decks, and that can create some pretty fun situations.
Okay.
Also, because it's all kind of randomized cards, you end up with different situations every time.
Okay.
And I prefer cooperative games.
Ah, okay.
So that's all the reasons.
Cooperative
why
games
I like
are fun.
This game.
Now, for those of you listening, there is a, I don't know if it's available for Android, but it is on PC and it is on the iOS from the iTunes store. You can buy an electronic version of this game to play against the AI. And I didn't go far enough to know if you can bring your other friends online to play the other characters or not. Brian, you played this game. How was the electronic version experience based on the card game experience?
It basically plays just like the card game.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it makes things a lot more streamlined because the computer's doing a lot of the math for you. And so, you know.
Is it multiplayer? The one that you played, or was it single player?
I don't believe so, but I haven't even tried.
Okay.
Yeah.
I basically just got through the tutorial on the iTunes version, and then I was like, oh, we got to go play a game tonight. I better go watch some other people play and learn how this thing goes. So I'm kind of familiar with how this goes. Essentially, a villain is trying to attack in an environment, whatever that environment may be, and then the heroes have to battle. The villain and the goons that or powers that he or she throws at us. So that's kind of the overall. Now, there's a specific turn order of stuff that we'll get into when we go, but I guess first we have to figure out who we're going to be, who we're going to fight, and where we're going to do it at.
Exactly. And this game has a fair chunk of XP's from, you know, Marvel, DC Comics.
Oh, sure, sure.
So if you want to play Superman, there's
a
character
Superman
that is basically a Superman. If you want to play Batman, there is a lady who's basically Batman.
Wraith?
The Wraith.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Down to the Playboy billionaire.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Like, one of the cards has her dragging some handsome dude off to bed. And then the bad guys are a little more unique. There's more of them, or there's some that are very obvious XPs and some that are, I don't know who exactly they're, they are, or if they're just taking pieces from random things. And there's a number of them that are going to be nemesis of certain heroes.
Right.
Which if you're fighting your nemesis, you get a damage bonus against them and they get a damage bonus against you. Which can be both good and bad, obviously.
Yes.
But was there anything particular that you wanted, or do you want to let Brian use his randomizer app?
Oh, you got a randomizer? So tell me about this app.
It is a third-party app, okay. So
did
probably not officially. No, it is
okay.
free
okay.
Through the Android App Store or
okay.
the Google App Store, Google Play. But yeah, it basically gives you, lets you put in what sets you have, and you press randomize, and it gives you, you know, a random set, and it also gives you a possible win rate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So I don't know how they figure that, but
they have to be weighing some kind of a percentage of, you know, what your maximum powers are versus their powers, and percentage of draw. Like what's his name, Baron Von?
Baron Blade.
Yeah,
has a lot of those cards that let him the nanobites that are bots that repair his damage every time. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're calculating that in. So
and I do feel like the earlier villains are a lot harder.
Oh, okay.
And many of the heroes are not quite as powerful as many of the later ones. Like Visionary seems to be fairly underpowered comparatively.
So what in the center of the main game book, there is a table that lists all the heroes and villains, their hero icons, and then their complexity. I see, Absolute Zero, a hero, has a complexity of 3. What does that mean? That it's a very hard character to play?
Yeah.
It's a more complex character, yeah.
You're having to get specific cards to make him run.
To power up.
You're having to do things in specific orders for him to work.
Okay.
Absolute Zero specifically does a lot of damage to himself to deal damage to everybody else.
Mm, okay.
And the other two threes are similar. Night Mist has probably the most complex mechanic in the game. All her cards have an extra number on them, and a lot of her effects say reveal the top card of your deck does damage based on the number of the card that's there, and you've got the fair chunk of deck manipulation with her. And then Arjun Adept just can take his turn can take as long as the rest of the round every time. And
okay.
That's my favorite one to play, but I like
not figure.
Surprisingly.
Yes, no.
I know, right?
So what do you guys want to do? You want to go with Brian's randomizer, or do you want to just pick and choose? Or
We might pick and choose. Well, I mean, we could do random just because you don't really know.
Yeah, since Steven doesn't necessarily know, unless you saw something in the playthroughs that you liked.
Yeah.
A little low.
I think everybody... What's that?
Nothing.
I think everybody that I've seen play has always been playing Baron Blade as the first one.
He's one of the easier guys. Yeah.
He's one of 2 difficulty 1 villains.
Right. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'm here for the ride. I either want to play... what's the speedster? Velocity?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's randomize the villain and pick... heroes.
Do you want to do a randomized villain, or do we want to go with one of the easy ones so we're not stomped right out the bat?
Doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Pick the heroes, randomized villains?
Sure.
Well, and the environment?
Yeah, randomize the environment.
Okay. Let's just see what Plague Rat and Megalopolis.
Hey, Megalopolis is nice and easy. Plague Rat is a pain in the ass.
Let me find Plague Rat here. I just saw him a minute ago.
Complex.
All right, so here's what we got on Plague Rat. He's got 85 hit points. He is the villain Plague Bearer. Set up at the start of the game, put Plague Rat's villain character card into play. Plague Bearer side up. Search the villain deck for the Plague Locus and put it into play. Shuffle the villain deck.
Plague Locus?
Yep, Plague Locus and put it into play. Shuffle the villain deck.
Plague Locus.
Okay. And then there's some gameplay stuff that we'll get into later.
Yep.
But that'll at least start us up. And he needs 85 counters, doesn't he?
Do you not have a big picture of him?
Of Plague Rat?
Yeah,
that's the one
it?
I just gave you.
That is it. Well, that's the big rule card. Because it's got a picture card and a rule card.
Oh,
they combine it onto one card for the big one.
Oh, okay.
One, so two,
this
three.
Is identical then?
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
5. 6, 7.
There should be 50s, or at least the 25s.
Oh, are there some 25s? Oh,
yeah,
there
those are the blue ones.
50, 85. Nope. So what is the... Oh, I guess we don't know what the win ratio is yet.
Nope, we have to choose our heroes.
All right.
Did you shuffle that?
Yep.
Okay. You said there was a few heroes you wanted to play.
Oh, well, Mr. Fixit, what is his complexity?
Mr. Fixer is 2.
And what's velocity? She's you a mean, 1, right?
It's Tachyon.
Oh, Tachyon, sorry.
Also a 2.
It's okay, you can handle it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, like the complexity rating should actually be, there should be more than just
I think I'm going to do Mr. Fixer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shroomp.
Tachyon has like the weird theme of like damaging herself to do one huge hit.
Do I want to leave that in there?
Yeah. That way they stay in the order you had them.
All right. So now who's the next person?
So we've got a damage. We'll need a support and a tank. Because Plague Rat is a pain in the ass without a support.
What's a support one?
Let's see. Argent Adept support. Legacy is support. Who else on here is support? Tempest is somewhat support.
Where's my...
Visionary is supposed to be support.
Visionary is support.
I'll take Tempest.
All right.
Alien Aquaman.
That's him. Rob?
Or Brian? I will not play Argent Adept.
Okay.
That way we can have turns.
Will you play?
You're shuffling this?
Yes. What do you want to do?
I want to go random.
Oh. Just do random for me too then.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
But not Argent Adept.
Yeah, if it comes up Argent Adept, then he can take Argent Adept. Because it'll be 2 randoms.
Who are you?
I'm Tempest.
Ah. Lightning
the
and water powers.
Tempest.
Water powers.
Yeah.
Basically, so it's gonna go this way, right? So we got Mr. Fixer.
I'm actually Kip Fisto.
And that's what I saw that.
The Martian Mariner.
Yep.
And randomize. Random. Visionary and Raw.
Okay.
So how many?
Oh boy.
That's the right you need.
Oops.
These are not in the order I thought they were.
Nope.
It's in the front. Visionary.
And Raw Raw Shisk Boomba. Argent Adept.
Oh, Visionary works really well with Tachyon. Her basic power lets people discard cards.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like draw 2 and discard 1.
According to whatever formula they use here, this gives us roughly 87% win rate.
This is the normal one.
Yeah. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop. Never read me the win rate.
Yes.
Is it 80% win rate?
84, right?
87.
All right. Keep that near you.
That's largely because Raw's going to wipe out all the rat minions.
If we lose, then it's on us.
Yep.
All right. I need 26 HPs. And I would prefer not a 25.
There's 10.
Thank you.
I need 30.
Okay.
20. 30.
So one of our friends who we play this with the most never, like, he always just uses the fewest pieces, which is frustrating.
Yeah, because
you start at 25 and just get to 25. Like, I'm going to take damage.
Yeah, yeah.
I know I'm going to take damage.
Everyone takes damage pretty fast in this game.
Yeah.
All right, so I am Mr. Fixer. Mr. Fixer deals, I've got a strike power. Mr. Fixer deals 1 target, 1 melee damage.
Oh, okay.
It's...
You got the rule book next to you. That's
4 cards to start with?
No, yeah, keep that the backside up. That's a good thing to have
here,
Steven.
Yeah, it's 4 cards to start with?
Oh, good question.
I never remember that rule.
Yeah, neither do I.
We can play three games in a row, and I will ask all three times.
Every card game's different.
Yeah. Yep. And the draw stuff is different in every card game.
Uh-huh. We'll can't see. It all just be untapped?
Each player draws the top four cards of their hero deck. The game begins with the villain turn, then proceeds clockwise around the table through each of the hero turns, ending the round with the environment turn.
Well, that's the other thing that I have a slight problem with on this one, is there's no mulligan rule.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is...
weird.
Really important for some characters. Like, some characters, you can't do anything unless you have certain cards in hand, and it doesn't matter if you don't have those, you still...
Yes. Looking at this, I should probably bring up that I've played this before, but don't remember any of the rules.
Do you have any specific questions?
Or? No, we'll just get to it.
Okay. 90% of it is RTFC.
Yeah.
And a lot of the rest of it can be summarized through reading the other cards. All right. So, at the start of the villain turn, if all active heroes are infected, flip playground. Okay. None of us are infected yet. Oh, I need 13 HP for the locus. May as well just dump the rest of them out. I got it.
Oh, okay.
Whenever a card named Infection is destroyed, Plague Rat deals each hero target 4 toxic damage. At the end of the villain turn, Plague Rat deals each hero target 1 irreducible melee damage. Okay, so play. Ravage, one shot. Plague Rat deals each hero target other than the hero target with the highest HP 2 toxic damage.
30. I have 28.
26.
Me.
Yeah. So we all take 2, except for Brian.
Okay. Boo. I don't like this game already.
Yeah. Search the villain deck for as many copies of the card Infection as hero targets damage this way. Play them and shuffle the villain deck.
Yeah, why not?
This happened to us the last time we played Plague Rat, was that very first card was Ravage. And the Infection cards do not have to be played on the people that got hit. Which means one of these is going to Brian because he's got the most HP.
Okay.
For the time being. Rod can be dangerous to himself.
Yeah, but...
yeah, he does mean right now, Brian.
I know.
So Infection is, when this card is played, if all active heroes are infected, blah, blah, blah. Play this card next to an active hero who is not infected. That hero is infected. At the start of that hero's turn, they deal themselves 1 irreducible toxic damage.
So are we all infected?
3 of us are infected. That's not on those.
Oh, okay.
The Infection is right here.
Okay.
I actually don't like those. You'll take it, and yes, I'll take it.
Steven has more hit points, if that matters.
I do. I've got 28. Well, 26.
But we can take it easy on him.
No, that's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah.
So I'm infected, and I have to...
You have a decent amount of self-heal, and I heal everybody else. And then at the end of the villain turn, Plague Rat deals each hero target 1 irreducible melee damage.
1.
We all take 1 damage.
Yeah, another damage.
Yep.
Okay. I'm down to 25.
I'm going to shove this closer.
That's fine.
Because Plague Rat's one of those characters that damage is going in and out constantly.
I should probably read my cards.
All right, my turn.
You said we drew 4, right?
Yes. Well, you said we drew 4.
Yeah, we draw 4.
No, he did.
Or he said we drew 4.
That's what the rule book said.
So I have nothing at the start of my turn. Then I get to play a card. Wait. Damage by play. Oh, we all took 2 damage.
From the locus?
Plague Locus, increased damage dealt by Plague Rat and all infected heroes by 1. At the end of the villain turn, Plague Rat regains X HP where X equals the number of infected heroes. So we all took 3 damage from the Ravage, so each of the 3 of us is down an additional 1.
Okay.
And then we all took 2 damage at the end of the turn, so all 4 of us are down an additional 1.
Okay.
Was that including me being infected?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no. At the end of the turn, when all 4 of us took 1 damage, we took 2 instead. So you've taken 2 damage.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, with precognition, look at the top three cards of the villain deck. Put one on top of the villain deck and two on the bottom.
Nice.
One, two, and three. We'll put that on top because it doesn't do anything immediately. And the other two that are going to kill one of us on the bottom.
Makes sense.
And then I'm going to use my power, which is Enlightened, to draw two cards and discard a card. Which will be a Mind Spike.
So how, let me ask you this, how do we get rid of this ongoing infection?
There's ways to deal with ongoings, there's ways to deal with villain cards.
So it just has to come up in one of your power cards.
Yeah, it comes up in one of the cards, not necessarily a power card, one-shots as well.
Sure, okay.
And there's, when he flips, there's a way to get rid of them.
Okay.
But he has to have flipped first.
Okay.
And then I'll draw my card for my turn, and it's Brian's turn.
All right. So Raw starts his turn. So since I'm infected, the hero's infected at the start of that hero's turn. They deal themselves one irreducible toxic damage.
Which will be two, because this increases damage dealt by Plague Rat and all infected heroes by one.
Oh. So my damage also increases back, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
You deal yourself one damage.
Okay.
Plus one. Getting rid of the Plague Locust is probably a high priority.
Oh, okay. I would agree.
Unless you can deal 85 damage all of a sudden.
No.
It's one target.
See how much damage I can do here.
Seriously, you can do 85 damage no problem against...
I mean, I could pop out my Staff of Raw. That might actually be an option.
Yeah, it's
here.
A heal, too.
Yeah, it's a heal, but it also increases my damage, so I want to also use its power to get rid of it right away before I start hurting myself harder.
Yeah.
Are you discarded when you use it?
When I use its power.
Okay.
So, I will summon Staff of Raw.
Staff of Raw.
When this card enters play, regain 3 hit points.
Can you go above your total?
No, you cannot.
Okay. But I have taken.
Sure, sure.
Increase the damage dealt by Raw by 1. So I played my card. Now I get a power. I'm going to choose the power from the Staff of Raw. Raw deals 1 target 3 projectile damage. Destroy this card. This increases my damage. Being infected increases my damage. So yep. I deal 5 damage to the Locust. And this is destroyed. And then I draw a card.
That's the end of your turn.
Your stuff is in weird locations.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so ongoing, I'm going to take 2 infection damage.
Yep, you deal yourself. That's not it's a specific type of damage.
Okay.
Which can matter.
All right.
Because if we become immune to that type of damage, then it is doesn't okay. happen.
So I'm going to play my dual crowbars, which is an equipment tool. Whenever Mr. Fixer deals damage, he may deal the same amount of damage to one other target as well. Increase damage dealt by Mr. Fixer by 1. So I'm going to put that into play, which means that I can strike against the Plague Locust and deal them 2 damage, right?
Okay.
That's increased damage dealt by Mr. Fixer by 1.
Right.
And then whenever I deal damage, he may deal the same amount of damage to one other target as well.
Okay. So what your strike is, how much damage?
1. To one, 1 target, 1 melee damage.
Okay. So it's increased by 1, so 2.
2.
And then you get to deal 2 damage to another target?
I think it's just... Yeah.
Whenever he may deal the same amount of damage to one other target as well. Okay. Increased damage dealt... Oh! You also get... This also increases damage dealt by Mr. Fixer. So it's 3.
Well, he only hits for 1.
Plus 1 from that, plus 1 from this.
Okay.
So 3. And same amount of damage to one other target as well.
So must go with Mr. Plague Rat.
So would that second amount be increased by 1?
Probably not.
No, because it's the same amount of damage.
Okay, and then, so regardless of whether it's an equipment or a style, I only get to play the 1 card this time.
Right. Right, you play 1 card.
Okay.
Play 1 power, or use 1 power.
Draw a card. My turn's done.
Okay. So do I deal myself some damage?
Yeah.
One?
Two. One plus one.
Okay. And then I get to play one card and use one power?
Yep, in that order.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes in the order as it's presented on the turn list. Which can make a difference for certain characters.
Cards and power and draw and draw. Okay. I am going to play a card. Genebound Shackles. Increase damage dealt by Tempest to the villain target with the highest HP by 2. And then I am going to use a power, which is Squall. Tempest deals all non-hero targets 1 projectile damage.
Which will be increased by 1. So 2. To all non-hero targets.
Yep. And then 2 more to the villain with the highest HP.
Woo. All right. Not such a bad first turn.
And then I draw a hero card. And end my hero turn.
Environment turn.
Which takes us to the environment. So I just flip this?
Yep. Start the turn, then play a card, then end the turn.
Hostage situation. Hero cards cannot be played. At the start of the environment turn, each player may discard 1 card each to destroy this card.
At the start?
Wow.
So like right now?
No.
No.
That means we are going to go 1 turn without being able to play any cards.
We can use our powers, but we can't play cards.
Oh, so we can... Can we use our cards already in play?
Yeah, anything that's already on the board,
we can
use.
Okay, we can play, but nothing moves up.
You just can't use any cards.
That second hit from the dual crowbars, according to the ruling by the Greater Than Games people, is supposed to be also increased by 1.
Oh. Okay, then.
Ding.
Unless you want to go the other way.
And who are these people?
I guess it'd be increased by 2, then. Because this is also increasing damage he deals.
Oh, yes.
So Greater Than Games, the people
that made that made this.
Okay. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, see, this game's ridiculous like that, and that's why playing the app helps.
Well, that's what I was planning on doing before, but to be honest, the instruction tutorial on the game was really, really long.
Yeah.
And I was like, after 15 minutes, I was like, okay, I know all this stuff is important, but I gotta...
Really frustrating. Consider it, that. I remember Brian complaining about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we've already played the game. I don't need to go through the tutorial and understand how this works. The villain turn. At the start of the villain turn, if all active heroes are infected, we are not.
Nope.
Okay. So, play. Shadowy Ambush. Whenever a plague rat deals 5 or more damage to a single target, play the top card of the villain deck.
Is that fine?
It's an ongoing.
More damage to a single play target. Play the top card of the one. Okay.
Yeah. That was the safest of the 3 I saw.
Yeah.
At the end of the villain turn, Plague Rat deals each hero target 1 irreducible melee damage, which will be increased by 1. So we each take 2.
Okay.
Ow.
But, crowbars. Wait, no. Plague Rat. Never mind. When you're infected, when you hit yourself, you can hit someone else.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Nice.
What do you mean?
The infection makes it so you deal damage to yourself. Your crowbar says whenever you deal damage to a target, you can deal damage to another target.
And since it's you dealing the infection damage to yourself.
Ah, then I can also deal damage to...
But you're also increasing the damage that you're dealing to yourself.
That's going to be on your turn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the damage that's increasing you. Ooh. You're going to take a lot of damage this turn.
But he's also going to be dishing out a lot of damage.
So... End of the turn. At the end of the villain turn. Okay, we did that. At the end of the villain turn, Plague Rat regains X HP where X equals the number of infected heroes. So
3.
Boom. Eh. And then my turn. I play. Oh, I don't play. I'm going to draw 2 cards and discard a card. I guess. Yeah. Go with that. And then draw my card for the turn. Go. So.
I deal myself 2 irreducible toxic damage.
Yep.
Cough, cough. So that only needs 3 damage to be taken out, huh?
Yep.
But you can't play any powers.
Well, no, he can't play any cards.
Ah, he can use his power.
Okay.
So bring your power over here, Bren.
I can deal one target, two fire damage. So three fire damage because of the infection.
So you could take out the locust.
Yep.
Okay.
So since I guess I cannot play any cards, might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Bacow.
So are we all infection free now?
No. Nope. That doesn't say anything about getting infected.
Okay.
The locust just increased the damage that everything was dealing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except for Rob.
Woohoo.
So then I guess I'll draw my card and end my turn?
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so I have to take two damage? Or
yep, two, because two? You have a thing that increases your damage.
Okay.
But because you dealt a damage...
Okay, so here's my question. So does each time do these dual crowbars power up by one? So like the first time I attack by one, now my second time around, now it's two times? Okay, all right.
What? No. It just increases damage you deal by one. Okay. All the damage that you're going to be dealing is increased by one.
Okay, all right. Well, then I will...
Well, you do trigger them right now because you did hit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to hit someone else for the same amount of damage.
And the only real target is
Plague
Rat.
Which is Plague Rat. And it is increased by one because of the rules.
Okay.
Does the Locust not increase the damage? Or
the Locust is gone.
Okay. So you that was the thing. Of it. I didn't know if that was the thing that was increasing the damage.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to get rid of it. Now you can use your power to hit Plague Rat for two.
Ah, I see. Okay, I understand. I was a little bit confused as, why am I hitting myself for damage and why does that allow me to do stuff?
Says,
and now I see I'm dealing myself with damage and it says whenever it deals damage, it doesn't say to anybody.
To who to.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so I'm going to deal two attack damage to Plague Rat.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to... So there's no minimum or maximum number of cards we can have in our power set?
In your hand.
In my hand?
No.
Okay. Or and I will draw my card and be done.
Okay, I take how much damage?
One. One.
Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
And then I can't play any cards, but I will use my tempestuous powers to deal all non-hero targets one projectile damage plus an additional two to the thing with the highest hit points.
Nice.
So since that's all one and the same thing, I'm just going to be 3-2 Plague Rat.
Woo!
And I'm going to draw my card. And end my turn. Which is going to take us to the beginning of this thing. I suggest we all, at the beginning of the environment turn, each player may discard one card each to destroy this card.
Done.
Yep.
Sure.
No, sure, Brian. Yes. This is a definitive yes.
Deciding which to do. I will get rid of Scorched Earth, I guess. Maybe got an extra solar flare. Yeah.
Okay.
Yay, that's gone.
Discard it here. And then we'll play the environment card. Traffic pile up. Players cannot draw cards.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Megalopolis, why are you so mean to us?
Yes. We've hit like two of the three bad cards in that deck.
So you put a 10 marker on there?
It has 10 HP.
Okay, so we have to get rid of that to get rid of the environment.
Yeah, we have to beat up all the cars so we can play cards.
Okay.
And it's the villain turn.
Villain turn. We are not all infected, so nothing happens there. Vicious Onslaught, one shot. Plague Rat deals each hero target other than the hero target with the lowest HP, 2 melee damage, and 2 toxic damage.
Wow.
I've got 17.
25.
16.
19.
Rodrigo's safe. The rest of us take 4?
Yep.
Get rid of
him. But that does not trigger this because he did not deal 5 or more damage to a single target. Wait.
Oh, does mine... mine was 5 damage then.
Yeah. No. Why would yours be 5?
I'm sorry, 2 damage.
4.
4.
2 melee and 2 toxic.
But whenever Mr. Fixer deals damage...
you are not dealing damage to yourself. Okay. That thing is dealing damage to you.
All right. Yep. Got it.
Okay. And then at the end of the turn, Plague Rat deals each hero target 1 irreducible melee.
Is it 5 damage in one turn?
5 or more damage to a single target. So at once. It doesn't say in one turn.
And it's things like these.
Whenever Plague Rat deals 5 or more damage to a single target, play the top card of the villain deck. I'd say the way that reads is like, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, my turn. I guess I will put Twist the Aether next to Mr. Fixer to make him even more complicated.
Play the card next to a target. Whenever the target could deal damage, the damage type changes to a type of your choice and is either reduced by 1 or increased by 1, your choice. If the target leaves play, destroy this card. Okay.
Fortunately, Rob gets to make a choice. So
yeah.
Because I could just unleash a massive amount of damage.
The infection is irreducible, though, isn't it?
Let's see.
Yes, it is. Okay.
So
I will not use my power because we can't draw cards. And end my turn.
Does that not get around it?
Players cannot draw cards.
Well, okay. Okay. So the first time dealt damage by turn. So we can't draw cards, but we can still play cards?
Yeah.
Can we still can't do powers, though? Or
nope, that's gone too.
Oh, that's gone too. So we can do play and power.
You can play cards, you can use powers.
Okay.
But you will not draw cards.
We want to get rid of the thing.
Yes, we want to get rid of the traffic pileup. I would like to be able to do something.
Yes.
You haven't been able to draw any powers?
I haven't drawn into... Yeah, I've drawn in... I have discarded the same thing 3 times.
Ah, okay.
Which I think might have been a mistake, but...
Oh, man. Solar Flare also makes my Flame Shield difficult.
Greatest attack ever. Second greatest.
I will try Scorched Earth, I guess, and deal 1 damage to both. It's not much, I know. I don't got much to go on. Well,
Are you getting them for me?
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm just going to burn myself to death if I do otherwise.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep.
All right. And I will use my power to deal 2 fire damage to the traffic jam. Yeah.
2?
Yep. And you took your damage this turn? At the start of your turn?
Don't remember.
I don't think so.
Okay, then.
Steven, turn.
All right, because I'm infected, I got to do 2 points because of my
crowbars.
But I also get to deal 2 points over there to the traffic.
Yeah, whenever you deal damage, I get to do a thing.
Okay.
So the infection damage is actually going to be fire damage, and I'm going to attempt to reduce it by 1, but it's not reducible, so it's not going to get reduced.
Okay.
But because you dealt damage, you get to deal damage again, which is
1
going
or 2.
Be, no, I.
Oh, just okay. let Robert talk.
Which is going to be cold damage because I can, and is going to be increased by 1. So you're actually going to deal. So you took 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is going to increase it by 1, and you're going to increase it by 1. So you're dealing 4 damage.
Okay.
To this.
All right. Now I'm going to play my charge power.
You could actually do 6 damage if you did more damage.
Well, here we go. Charge. Mr. Fixer deals 1 target, 2 melee damage.
Add 1 from that, and then 1 again.
Yeah, but I don't. He's at 10.
I know. Okay.
Mr. Fixer deals 1 target, 2 melee damage.
Okay.
So,
3, 4.
So but I also have a strike, right? So I can...
Okay.
Can I...
This is a card.
Right.
It says 1 shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is a power.
Mm-hmm.
Use this after you play your cards.
Ah, so I can do the 1 shot first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does the tool then on...
Yep, all damage you increase. All
right, so I'm going to deal damage to the traffic. That's 2 melee damage plus 1, so that's 3 melee damage.
And mine, whenever you deal damage, it'll be an additional 1.
So there's 4 melee damage, so we get rid of the traffic jam.
Whee!
Now I deal the same amount of damage to one other target, so 4 damage to
plus
Plague 2. Rat.
So 6,
so 6
damage.
Damage to Plague Rat. Okay, now I get to use my power. Mm-hmm. Mr. Fixer deals 1 target, 1 melee damage, so that's 2 melee damage.
And I'll change it to cold and give it plus 1.
And then because there's no other
target
I'm done. So there's a whole flood of damage.
Your 1 shot goes through your discard pile, and you draw your card for your turn.
I can now draw my card for my turn. Ugh, I don't like this one because it's going to kill me.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah! Rodrigo, turn.
All right. Let's see. I start, so I take one damage.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. Make some change.
Yeah, I'm down to 10 hit points.
Then play a hero card.
We actually netted more damage by not killing it off right away.
I don't want to take myself out.
I am going to then play Otherworldly Resilience.
Mm.
Reduce damage dealt to Tempest by 1.
Okay. Hey!
And then I'm going to use a power, which is it deals all non-hero targets 1 projectile damage, and then 2 to the highest.
And 2 additional to the highest. So 3 projectile damage.
The highest target or the highest non-hero target?
Highest villain.
Oh, highest villain target. Okay.
Yep. The villain target with the highest HP by 2.
That'll matter eventually.
Yeah, like, for example, even if the pileup had more, it's not a villain, so I would have still gone to that. So that was a... Yep, now I draw my card. And...
Environment turn.
Environment turn. Megalopolis, city that never doesn't. Plummeting Monorail. At the start of the environment turn, this card deals the 2 targets with the highest hit points 5 melee damage each.
Wow. Ooh.
Get ready to tank, Rob.
Yep. Yeah. Well, the 2 targets, so he'll at least take some damage.
Yes.
Oh. Off of that.
But it's at the beginning of the turn, so we get
a whole turn. And then what do we have to do to get rid of it? Just destroy
Kill it.
Kill it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. 5 more damage.
Take this,
it.
Monorail.
Take this, civilians and mass transit.
All right. Okay.
Infrastructure.
Look at you, Marta.
Oh. Start of the villain turn. All active heroes are infected. We are not. So play a card. Afflicted Frenzy. At the start of each hero turn, if the hero is infected, they deal X melee damage to the hero target with the highest HP or X plus number of infected heroes. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
That one's bad.
Yeah.
That one's very bad.
If the hero is infected, they deal X melee damage to the hero target with the highest hit points. Oh. So on Brian's turn, he's going to deal 3 damage to you.
Yes.
Okay.
I think me. I'm at 14.
Well, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Maybe not.
Brian's higher than I am.
Really need... Oh. I'm going to start beating myself up. I'm really
Don't
glad
beat
I
yourself
didn't,
up about it.
I'm really glad I didn't buff up my damage.
Yeah. I don't know how Plague Rat's only a difficulty 2.
I know.
Okay, at the end of the turn, Plague Rat deals each hero target 1 irreducible melee damage.
Irreducible?
Irreducible.
What's the point of reducing stuff?
All right, so my turn. I'm going to precognition again. Look at the top 3 cards of the villain deck. 1 on top, 2 on the bottom.
Precognate the heck out of that deck.
Well, one of us could take 4 or 3 of us could take 2.
I have 9.
I think one of us taking 4 might be better since we got some damage
reduction. We get a choice.
Yeah. Plague Rat deals the hero target with the lowest HP 4 toxic damage.
I got 9.
you might not survive that.
Probably not.
No.
I'm not going to survive my next turn.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I do... No, I reduce damage. That's just damage you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
Or Plague Rat deals each hero target other than the hero target with the highest HP 2 toxic damage.
That's so bad for Steven.
Yeah. Yes. So only bad for Steven then?
That's fine.
Since you're probably dead either way?
Probably.
Oh, poor Steven.
I'll go out fighting though.
I really think Kung those Fu fighting. Win percentages are based on having like stupidly optimal. Full knowledge. Of all the decks.
Or just an optimal hand.
That's how people play this game. They learn how the ins and out of how the heroes and the environment and villains work.
Right. And they just, like, pick a hero, learn it, yes. always play that guy.
And they just game the heck out of the game. And yeah. that's how
the
you
fun
play.
In that. Does anybody else have any reason to draw extra cards? Do you guys actually have stuff that you can do this turn?
I do. I have stuff that I can do this turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got stuff. I can. Like, what is the...
Well, I can... One player draws two cards and discards a card. So...
I think I got some ongoing...
It has been doing nothing for me so far.
Yeah, I mean, I can use
he
it.
He gets a heal somewhere.
Yeah, I actually have it. I have the heal okay. in my hand. Hmm. If I get more than a heal, it still doesn't matter because I have to wait a whole turn to play yeah. another one, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, give it to... Does Brian heal himself?
No.
A little well, bit.
If I get the staff, that's
I'll
about
take it. Give me.
Draw two cards, discard one. And you can discard from your
oh, yeah,
current
yeah.
hand. And then I'll draw my card for the turn.
Too bad we didn't have Tachyon.
Well, now, how did you use that power? What was the deal?
Oh, it's you... my power for the... Oh, okay. It's the okay. power on my character.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's why the turn when... The traffic jam was going on was terrible for me.
Ah, okay.
Because my power is drawing more cards.
Yep.
So I'm just like, yay.
No power.
Go, Brian.
Go, Brian.
All right. First, I do one damage to myself.
Ouchie.
Then you deal three damage to the highest HP character. Hero target with the highest HP.
I got 27.
I got 13.
You've got 27?
No, I got 17.
That's still higher than any of the rest of us.
How much damage?
Three.
Three.
One, it's X equals the number of infected heroes.
Oh.
Ooh.
This so is I'm down to 14.
Yeah. You're still the highest.
I think I'm going
to... Oh, man. Not only. I wish I'd realized
I think
something.
I'm going to try Solar Flare, which increases fire's damage dealt by raw by 2.
What does that mean?
Solar flare.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Here's damage dealt by raw by 2. Oh.
So then I'm going to use the power to deal one target 2 fire damage. So 4 fire damage to Plagrat. Unless we want to get rid of the monorail.
I think we might want to get rid of the monorail because it's going to kill one of us. Like okay. That's 5 damage to one of us.
Yeah, then let's deal 4 damage to the monorail.
Okay.
And then at the end of my turn, either Raw deals himself 4 psychic damage, or this card is destroyed.
I think you should destroy that card, Brian.
I think I will let that card be destroyed.
Now you get a draw card.
Yep, then I get to draw a card.
Alright, so I'm going to deal myself 2 damage. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to deal the monorail
4 damage.
4 damage?
2 and then...
Yep.
Then I'm going to do something really dumb, because this is really the most...
Then you're going to deal the target with the higher, or the hero target with the highest HP.
14?
6 damage?
3 damage.
3
no,
damage?
Because I can either increase or reduce it.
Oh, okay.
It,
all right.
Which is going to be Brian,
okay.
still.
So you're going to have to take 3 damage.
But then you get to hit something else for 5, which I would say Plague Rat this time, because you can...
All right.
Now you get to play your card for the turn.
Now here's my ongoing. Bloody Knuckles. Increase all damage dealt to Mr. Fixer by 2. Okay. Increase all damage dealt by Mr. Fixer by 2. So now I'm going to
smack
use my Bloody Knuckles. I'm going to smack the monorail for 3-4 points.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 points.
5 to the monorail.
Take that monorail.
And then I get to deal the same amount of damage to another target?
Plus 2, plus 3, plus 4.
Plus 4, so 9.
So 9 damage to...
Plagrat. So that'll be 20 or 16. Yeah.
The good thing is, at the start of my next turn, I get to destroy this Bloody Knuckle. So
okay,
theoretically,
you don't
it won't
the
hurt me from
yourself.
The infection.
Right.
So...
But or you could let it hurt you from the infection and just deal a bucket of damage
amount.
To Plague
Rat. Well, that's another thing I could do, because that would deal me 4 damage. Well, we'll see.
Depending on how much longer you survive.
So what does Plague Rat have left?
He's at 35, 44.
44.
Oh, okay. Now, I drew a card, and it's equipment. When the card enters play, draw two cards. Is it entered play when it comes into my hand?
No, that's in your
hand. All right.
You play it, and it enters play.
All right. Are these crowbars doing me any good at this point? Should I pull them out or keep them or what?
Other than the fact that it's causing you to take a little more damage, you're doing buckets of damage because of it.
All right.
Done?
I am done then.
Every time you're dealing yourself, because since you're dealing yourself damage every turn, you're taking a little bit more, but you're also
dishing that a lot more
back out to playground.
No, that's good. I've got 7 hit points.
We need someone who's a more dedicated healer than what we ended up with.
Yes.
So my turn?
Yep.
Start my turn. I deal 1 damage to myself.
And?
3 damage to Rob.
And 3 damage to Rob.
Ooh, so Rob's down to 10?
Yep.
Oof.
Then I play a hero card. I will play Cleansing Downpour.
Yes.
Then I will use a power. The power will be from Cleansing Downpour. Each hero target regains 2 hit points.
Hooray!
That's pretty much going to be Rodrigo's power.
My power, yeah, definitely.
Now, is that an ongoing thing? Or is that a one time?
I can use it as my power.
Oh, okay, cool.
So instead of that all-around damage thing that I was doing, I can now just heal people. So that's probably my job now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that all-around damage thing is only
Yeah.
And then I draw a card.
Yep.
And
it's
the hero turn.
Yep. Environment turn.
Environment turn. Megalopolis. She is my sister. She is my hostage situation.
God, friggin'.
Hero cards cannot be played. At the start of the environment turn, each player may discard 1 card each to destroy this card. Megalopolis is a cruel mistress.
Yes.
Megalopolis is supposed to be the easiest.
So we can't deal any power
play cards
this turn.
We can't play cards.
Yeah.
Powers are something separate.
All right.
What about these that are in play?
Those are powers.
Okay.
Yeah, those are already in play.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, Plagrat turn. Start. We're not all infected, so nothing happens. Noxious Bite. Plagrat deals the hero target with the lowest HP 4 toxic damage.
I'm at 9, so...
I'm at 14.
I'm at 5 damage.
Ow.
Search the villain deck for a copy of the infection. Put it into play. Shuffle the villain deck.
So,
I'm infected.
It has to go to an uninfected hero.
Yep. When this card is played, if all active heroes are infected, discard this card and play the top card of the villain deck. Play this card next to an active hero who is not infected. That hero is infected at the start of that hero's turn.
So
they deal themselves 1 irreducible toxic damage.
Now we're going to be starting. We didn't get any elimination, or there is some elimination. I'm pretty sure Raw has some, but we just haven't.
I have some. I have a way to get rid of that stuff, but we can't play cards.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, whenever a card named Infection is destroyed, Plagrat deals each hero target 4 toxic damage.
Ow.
So.
Well, and now that we're all infected, something else happens.
Plagrat's going to go into
start of the turn. Yeah. He'll flip.
Yes, he's going to go into a Plagrat overdrive.
Yep.
Oh, man, that was like the worst Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
Plagrat overdrive.
I was gonna say that was the worst Motorhead album.
At the end of the turn, Plagrat deals each hero target 1 irreducible melee.
So I deal myself just 1, right?
Yeah, you just take
4.
You're still standing.
I'm still standing.
My turn. At the start of my turn, I deal myself 1 irreducible, and then I deal whoever's got the most 12, HP.
13.
Oh. You take 4.
Take 3.
Yes.
Yay.
We're going to die.
Probably.
What do we have to do to get rid of the hostages?
We can't play cards right now, can we?
Nope.
Nope.
Friggin'. I'm going to draw 2 cards and discard a card.
What do you do if you skip your whole turn? Oh, that lets you draw an extra card, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, if you skip your whole turn, you just draw an extra card.
Okay, so that one does.
Can you skip your whole turn to not deal any damage to yourself?
Nope. No.
Okay.
Because it starts your turn. At the start of your turn, you can make the decision.
Okay.
Which I'm actually just going to skip my whole turn because there's absolutely no reason for me to draw 2 and discard 1 when I could just draw 2.
True.
I guess I would get through 3, but oh well. I skipped my turn.
Okay. So I deal myself one irreducible. I deal the hero that looks like me now.
Four.
Four. Ow. So, thank you. I'm now down to seven.
Wow.
Can't play a card. I will deal one target two fire damage. So, Plagrat.
How much?
Two.
Two? Okay.
Unless I should just draw two, but nah. Yeah. And draw a card and end my gain. Ooh. Destroy one target with two or fewer HP, maybe.
But. All right, my turn. So I'm going to deal, I'm going to take a damage, deal a damage, and deal two damage to...
Hold on, hold on. You've got your bloody knuckles.
Oh, right, right.
Which increases, like, damage you...
Oh, start of my turn. This card goes out.
Maybe. You want to keep it.
You aren't going to survive another round.
So you might as well go out guns blazing, maybe.
I do get to heal him for two.
You do get to heal him for two.
Well, then I'll go out immediately, though. Because at the start of my turn, though, if I take one infection damage, increase all damage by two, that's three.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah. So, take my two infections and deal and two to the plague rat.
Four.
Four.
Yep, plus one and plus one. So.
Okay.
Thank you. Then you hit the highest target, which
I hit the highest target, which is...
Myself or Rodrigo, I would say...
Rodrigo
with the damage reduction. Four damage.
Okay, so four damage to you, Rodrigo.
Three, because I can reduce it.
Ah.
And then you reduce it to two.
So I take two?
Yes. And then you'll deal four damage to him again.
Yep. Okay, now I'm going to...
Well...
Strike...
Would he do five? Because Rodrigo's the one that's reducing the incoming damage.
True.
I don't know. It's weird.
And I'm going to strike Plague Rat for
three. Well, we've got him down to 30.
Well, yep. There you go. 50 points.
And then draw your card.
And then I'm going to draw a card.
Rodrigo, what all can you do to save us all?
We'll see. Well, nothing, because I can't play cards, so heal you for a little bit. Take my turn. Take a damage.
Hit me for four.
Hit you for four.
Jerk.
Oh, boy.
And then use up power, right? Because I can't play cards.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody heals two.
Yay!
Yay! Not dead yet.
Yet.
Draw my card.
And environment, we all discard something.
Yeah, beginning of the environment turn, everybody discard something.
Gonna get rid of this wrathful gaze.
I'm gonna get rid of my toolbox.
I'm gonna ditch this lightning slash.
Rest the mind.
So this is gone.
Something positive.
Megalopolis says... Plummeting monorail. At the start of the environment, next environment turn, discard deals the two targets with the highest HP, 5 melee damage.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Way to go, Megalopolis.
Dang, monorails just falling everywhere.
Yeah, it's just...
All right. It's Plagrat's turn.
Civil engineering.
The start of the turn, villain turn, if all infected, all active heroes are infected, flip Plagrat's villain character card.
Sure. No.
At the start of the villain turn, Plagrat deals each hero, each infected hero, two toxic damage.
Oh, so does that mean I get four toxic? No, just two.
Just two. At the start of
that.
Yes.
Okay.
At the start of the villain turn, if any active heroes are not infected, flip him. Infected fear heroes have these powers. Your hero deals a hero target three toxic damage. Your hero regains three HP.
Ooh.
Your hero deals themselves four toxic damage. Destroy a card named Infection. At the end of the villain turn, Plague Rat deals each hero target one irreducible melee damage. So that'll happen after this. Sewer Fiend. Ongoing. Plague Rat is immune to toxic damage. Okay. Whenever Plague Rat would be dealt damage by an environment card, redirect that damage to an infected hero. If there are no infected heroes, prevent that damage instead. Okay. That one's actually not as
bad.
Bad.
But he punches us all for one.
And then he punches us all for one.
One hit
point. Can I reduce that?
Yep.
Irreducible.
Ah, boo.
My turn. I deal myself one. And then four to the hero with the highest, which is...
I'm at seven.
I'm at one.
Six.
Four. Three.
I'm at three. Reduced. Oh, I'm at four. Right?
Sounds like.
Yep.
Should we just try to go out swinging? See if we can... like ignore the monorail and try
I'll
to take
be
out
dead on my turn. Start of my turn, I'm dead. So
yeah, which means you'll get to deal more, a little bit more damage to him at the start of your turn.
Okay,
yeah,
because you'll smack yourself and then.
Okay.
Why are all my cards useless right now?
You're the magnificent, whatever you are.
I'm the visionary. Go with prophetic vision. Look at the top three cards of the environment deck. Put one on top, two on the bottom.
Okay.
One, two, three.
There's our aethers.
You have one that says, all heroes get a sandwich.
No.
Regain 10 hit points. That's what I would have in there. Certainly there's a good Samaritan out there somewhere looking out for the heroes.
Certainly.
These two on bottom. And this on top.
Yay.
It's the one that actually helps us. Yep. Then I'll draw two and discard one.
Or do you want to get rid of an infection by killing yourself?
Yeah, I'd have to kill myself.
Not worth it. If you can survive one more round, just survive one more round.
Maybe. Yeah, what I'd be able to do right now, I'd kill myself to get rid of an infection.
Can you heal yourself by hurting Rodrigo, who wouldn't be hurt as bad, maybe?
That I could do, and then I'd be the one taking all of the, take the highest HP damage right away. So I'd deal two damage to Rodrigo to gain three, which would put me at seven, and then I'd take four from you right away.
True.
So, yeah. It looks like I'm drawing cards. Go.
Okay, so I do one to myself. Then I do four to Rodrigo.
Now you're at five.
Oh, I'm at five. So four to me.
Hey.
Okay. I guess we can play cards, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Deal one target, five damage. Plague Rat.
Is he down to what?
25.
I don't know if I can hit him for 25.
You can't. You can't live long enough to hit him for 25.
And I will hit him for two more.
23, though.
Oh, I could probably do that.
Then I draw a card, which is not going to matter. One target, three fire damage. Yeah. Next.
All right, two damage. Boom, dead.
All right, four to him.
Four to him.
How much damage? You do one, two, three to yourself.
But yeah, I can increase the damage to yourself instead of reducing it.
So then you do four,
three,
five
and then you do
him.
Five to him.
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to survive anyways.
Yeah. So now when I die, we flip the card over.
Yep. You get to use one of those powers each turn.
Oh, okay. Select an equipment card in a hero trash. Put it into play. Anybody got one of those?
Nope.
Select a player. That player may draw a card now.
Maybe Rodrigo.
Or destroy an ongoing card.
Destroy an ongoing card.
That's the one I'll use.
The one that makes us deal a ton of damage every time a turn starts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
even in death,
you both be dead. You guys
presence.
Can get rid of the infections on both of us.
Yes.
Now, does something happen when an infection goes to the trash, or does that not happen anymore?
That doesn't happen unless he's on the other side.
Okay.
But if Steven had destroyed your infection right now, he would flip, and next time an infection would get destroyed, we would all be dead.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm dead, and I can't draw anything, right? I mean, that's not
this
dead.
This goes to the the discard pile.
Do one to yourself.
This goes away. Start of Rodrigo's turn.
All right. Start of the turn.
Deal one to yourself.
I'll deal one damage to myself.
There's no way that a player comes back from the dead, right?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
And then I play a hero card. I'm thinking of playing Ball Lightning.
Mm.
Tempest deals one target for lightning damage. You may destroy up to two ongoing cards.
Ooh. Maybe. Get rid of all the infection.
Yeah.
Or I could get rid of two with these.
Oh, I'm infected still, yeah.
Whenever a plague rat would be dealt damage by an environment card, redirect that damage to an infected hero.
That thing's so gonna
that thing's
fire
gonna
off.
Deal 10 damage to
that's gonna kill two someone. Of us. Yeah.
So that and one infection?
Oh, that's this. So he at least takes only five. And then we can
take me out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It has to be the highest target, right? Or no?
No, this just redirects it to an dealt damage by an environment card, redirect that damage to an infected hero. So we could actually just take out both of these, because you're all but dead.
The monorail target's the highest targets, right?
No, monorail target's the two highest.
So it's not going to hit me. It's going to take someone else out.
It's going to hit one of the rest of us. It'll hit me. But Rodrigo and we're basically dead.
Dead. Yep.
Well, let's see what we can do. So,
because if we get rid of the infections, then I guess because he starts by dealing damage and then flips.
We're so close. 18 points left on Ratman.
Yeah. Unless you have a way to get rid of an environment, that's the best option.
The environment is not an ongoing card. Sad times.
No. Not really. So, I mean, also, I don't know if you guys consider that. Also, everybody's going to heal 2 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a bunch of damage.
Which means I'll be at 6, and then I'll take 5, and then I'll take 2.
Yep.
From him.
Right.
But,
See, I think we actually needed to get rid of the train this turn, or this round.
Sorry.
Well, how much does Playground have? 18?
18.
Yeah. That's not going to help. 4. Nope. I can deal at most 4 damage to the monorail this turn. Actually, 5. If I just throw it all into damage.
Nah. Let's go damage at Plague Rat.
Just
do what you were originally planning. We can get rid of both of these ongoing.
Mm-hmm. And see what that does to us.
And see what that does.
Okay.
Because
what that probably does is we die. But we'll see.
Yeah, how much damage?
That's going to... Does he have the highest hit points?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. He's the villain target with the highest hit points.
That's true. So that's going to be... 6 total.
Okay.
Nice. 12 damage left on Plague Rat. 12 hit points.
And then for my power, everybody heals 2.
Yay.
Except for Steven, who's dead.
I have 3.
I have 5.
I have 6.
Momentarily.
And then I draw a card. That would have been useful. Not that useful.
Okay.
And then that's my turn. So at the start of the environment turn, this card deals the 2 targets with the highest hit point 5 melee damage each.
So Plague Rat takes 5. He's down to 7.
I take 5. I'm down to 1.
Yep.
And then another environment
card?
And
then another environment card.
Oh, in addition to the monorails is ongoing?
Let's start of turn. Play an environment. This is actually a good one.
Yes.
At the end of the environment turn, deal 1 projectile damage to the villain target with the highest hit points. Whenever a villain card would make a player discard a card, destroy this card.
Okay.
He doesn't do a lot of discard.
Okay, well that's...
So, police are now shooting at the rat thing, beating up the heroes.
Yes, they've clearly had a lot of problems with monorails.
Yes.
Alright, that's the end of the environment.
At the start of the villain turn, Plague Rat deals each hero infected hero 2 toxic damage. I'm dead.
Out. I'm and still in there that, so far.
Is that irreducible?
That is not irreducible.
I'll take 1 damage.
Ravage. Playground deals each hero target other than the hero target with the highest HP 2 toxic damage. Take 2, Brian.
I'm dead.
Search the villain deck for as many copies of the card Infection as hero targets damage this way. Play them. Shuffle the deck.
So you're already infected.
Yeah, but it'll play it. And Infection, when the hero card is played, if all active heroes are infected, discard this card and play the top card of the villain deck.
Okay. So play the top card of the villain deck.
Yeah.
84%. Come on, Rodrigo, you can do it.
84% chance for victory.
I can do it.
I don't think that's accurate.
You can do it.
Ravage. So, hey, you don't take anything. It's the same card.
Yay.
Plague Rat deals each hero target other than the hero target with the highest HP.
All right. Do you have to search
another plague, though?
Nope.
No, because all five infections are out of the deck.
Okay.
So we can't find any more. At the end of the turn, Plague Rat deals each hero target 1 irreducible melee damage.
Ah, irreducible. All right.
Okay, Rob, what are you doing, Death?
Okay, I have destroy a target with 1 HP, destroy an environment, or destroy an ongoing.
Destroy an environment.
Hold on. What do you guys have?
I can destroy an ongoing. I can put an environment card in play from the bottom of the environment deck. Oh, put an environment card in play on the bottom of the environment deck. Or one hero may use a power now.
Okay, you're probably going to have Rodrigo use a power.
Yes.
I've got select a player. That player may draw a card now, destroy an ongoing card.
You've got 3 things.
Well, the other one we said was no good because it's select an equipment card and a hero trash, put it into play.
And none of us have any equipment
right now.
I will go with destroy an environment because you have a destroy an ongoing, right?
Yep.
Okay. And we will get rid of the monorail because that's going to kill Rodrigo.
Kill Rodrigo.
That's my turn.
Okay, Brian.
One hero may use a power now.
Use a power.
Do I heal myself or do I try to hit that thing?
How much damage do you have in your hand?
In my hand?
Yeah. He's at 6. How much damage? Actually, that's what, 2 to all non-hero targets?
This is 1 to all non-hero targets.
Plus 2 from your...
So that's 3 total.
So just damage. Do that twice. Yeah, and we win.
Damage and then damage on your turn.
Okay.
Which is exactly enough.
Yep.
Isn't that going to kill me, though, when this comes around?
No, because he's going to destroy an ongoing card.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. I'll deal... Yeah, 1 damage. So 3 damage total?
Yep. He's at 3.
Now, how did that add up? Because he's got some stuff that...
Yeah, he's got a... like yours.
So just increase stacks. Damage dealt by Tempest to the villain. Target with the highest hit points by 2.
Cool.
It was like the second card you played, wasn't it?
All right, cool.
Yes. Yeah, maybe even the first
card. Right. That was actually the first card.
So that was Brian's turn, right?
Yep.
My turn is destroy an ongoing card.
So destroy an infection.
And your turn, Rodrigo.
On my turn, I am going to probably do that thing again.
Play a hero card.
Or I can play a one-shot that deals 1 target 4 lightning damage, a second target 3 lightning damage, and a third target 2 lightning damage.
Excellent. Wow.
You have to do damage to yourself. Well,
no. What? May deal.
Ah.
Oh, may deal. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
Wow. Yeah. That was like down to the wire.
Yes.
3 heroes had to die in order for us to win.
Yep. I mean,
much like life, that's how it works.
It's like this started out as a golden age DC comic and turned into a 90s DC comic.
Wow, that was pretty different.
Plague Rat is brutal. Like, I don't understand how Plague Rat is a difficulty 2.
Maybe it's a complexity rather than difficulty.
No, it's difficulty for villains, complexity for heroes.
Yeah. It's supposed to be. And
also got hit with all of the bad stuff from the city.
Yeah, that didn't help at all.
Change the pot type of all damage to melee damage. Increase all damage dealt by 1. That would have been terrible. Yes. At the start of the environment turn, destroy this card. At the start of the environment turn, each hero may destroy 1 of their ongoing cards. This card deals any hero that does not destroy an ongoing card 3 psychic damage.
Wait, one of their ongoing cards?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
At the end of the environment turn, 1 player may discard 1 card to destroy this card. Increase all damage dealt by 1 when this card enters play. Destroy all other environment cards. While this card is in play, environment cards cannot be played. When hero targets deal non-hero character cards 10 or more damage in a single round, destroy this card. Also bad. good.
I think just the police are really the good one.
Yeah, there's only like one really helpful one. At the start of the environment turn, this card deals each hero target H minus one fire damage.
Yeah, no, everything through. I put on the bottom was bad. Okay, yeah. So I have been misled, and Megalopolis is actually a lot more terrifying than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, I would say Insula Primalis is actually more handy.
Yeah.
Helpful, because usually you can have the raptors attack the bad things.
Well, like, it also depends on the thing, right?
Yeah.
For example, the Plummeting Monorail is sort of the environment turn. This card deals two damage, two targets with the highest HP, five melee damage each. So,
which is usually going to be a villain and one of the heroes.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. So that was interesting, to be honest. I thought it was fun, you know, because we did win, and that's good. So, Brian, you were not incorrect with your little app there saying that we would win an 84% chance, and it came right down to it. I didn't believe your app. The app was right.
Where is it?
Do not judge the...
They're in alphabetical.
It's probably... Is it one of these two right here?
Oh, yeah.
I guess there's Ra.
They go in front.
So I liked it, but I think to be honest, I think I need to play it two more times to really get the rhythm and the feel Tempest. For what's going on. You guys have played this a lot, so
quite a bit.
This on par with your experience?
Plague Rat, yeah.
Yeah.
I've beaten Plague Rat maybe one other time. Like, he is
a tough guy. Don't fight Plague Rat in a freaking factory. It's
oh god, yeah. Like the one of the environments is factory, and it's actually Plague Rat's the factory. They're the factory that Plague Rat uses as a home base, where he actually makes everything, and it is just brutal. Like it, I think we've lost there the Pike Industrial Complex, because you get Lab Rats at the end of the environment turn. This card deals the two non-environment targets with the lowest HP one melee damage each.
So
and things that give bonuses to rats, which Plague Rat counts as.
So ooh. Well. But, I mean, looking at this app, it says, with the Plague Rat and the Pike Industrial Complex in play, and with four hero slots, possible win rates is 64 to 92%. So that still seems kind of high.
Where's your Insula Primalis?
Oh.
Might be the very first one, because the Matriarch.
No, because it's bumped up against the Matriarch.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they got shuffled together.
The ones go the other way. Wait, no?
No. Huh. Like, Insula Primalis is...
We'll figure it out after the show.
I am wondering if we did our... Especially when Plague Rat turned into Filthy Vermin.
Mm-hmm.
Your hero deals themselves H toxic damage. So that would have been at 1.4 toxic damage. One for each hero, right?
That's a power.
Right.
We could have used that power.
Okay.
Yeah. We get powers.
Right.
Like, Plague Rat gives you those powers.
Oh, okay.
Like, so we could have used that instead of dealing damage or
healing or whatever.
But we were so far down in HP. Yeah.
None of us could effectively do that without basically dying on the next turn.
Yeah.
Or that turn.
Or potentially that turn.
Man, I'm glad I drew my heal. Otherwise, I would have died.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was a fun, interesting game. And listeners, I hope you enjoyed that too. And thanks to Old School Gamer for sending that to us so that we can play it. I think I want to try it again, to be honest, at some point in the future.
Well, the good thing about...
Is we have it here.
Yeah, the good thing about decks with a lot of... Or the games with a lot of decks is that we can play a different place, a different hero each, and a different villain, and should be a completely different play experience.
Cool. All right. Anything else you guys want to add?
There's a lot of expansions for this yet.
And we've got two of the expansions?
We've got the first two expansions. There's, that are almost entirely new base sets.
We have Sentinels of the Universe, Infernal Relics, and Sentinels of the Universe, Rook City. Multiverse.
Yeah.
Sentinels of the Multiverse, Rook City.
Yeah, we've got the base set, and then we've got the Rook City and Infernal Relics expansion, and I believe it said you have the Unity from the, pre-con. Or not the pre-con, the Kickstarter, 2012 Kickstarter.
Awesome. Well, this is awesome. I like it a lot. Thank you, Old School Gamer. Listeners, if you have any questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you beat the bad guy.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.